Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare in theaters and streaming. The wacky comedy Queen Pins is, oddly enough, based on a bizarre true story. Kristen Bell and Kirby Howell-Baptiste stars a couple of Phoenix women who made tens of millions of dollars by counterfeiting manufacturers' coupons and selling them online. The filmmakers turned the story into an offbeat farce that pokes fun at the inept authorities charged with tracking them down. The cast is fun, but Paul Walter Hauser steals the movie as a self-absorbed loss prevention officer for a grocery store chain. Queen Pins may be ethically indifferent, but it's an entertaining lark. The Netflix thriller Kate, on the other hand, is a thoroughly unpleasant experience. Mary Elizabeth Winstead takes on the title role in this excessively bloody action flick about a highly skilled assassin who seeks revenge on a man who has poisoned her. Trouble is, Kate only has a few hours to live to exact revenge. The body count is high and the believability is low. Kate manages to waste the talents of Winstead and Woody Harrelson, who plays her mentor. The only thing this movie has going for it is the interesting Osaka, Japan setting. Coincidentally, the current thriller, The Protégé, covers much of the same territory as Kate, but is a much better action option. The batty world of high-end art gets the facepalm treatment in the sharp and enlightening documentary, The Lost Leonardo. It deals with the iffy provenance of the famous Da Vinci painting, Salvator Mundi, which was bought for the highest auction price of any painting in history, $450 million. But the film is really about greed, personal biases, and international financial intrigue. The Lost Leonardo is an eye-opening investigative exposé. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI-FM.
Freeze Frame!